Hey, it's JR.
And Amiela.
And we're here to bring you the Lost Season 2 finale of
2 AM Conversations, a long-distance podcast.
Basically, this was recorded back in February of this year when Amiela came to visit me, and now she's back.
I'm back.
And so you'll get to hear about things that happened back in February, a long time ago. So sorry that this came out so late, but we will be back soon with another, what was it?
Another iteration of the original, because I know that we've been like reviewing movies, but we'll just be rambling.
Yeah, bunch of ramblers.
Yeah, a bunch of ramblers.
What is the movie show that we do called?
I forget.
I don't remember. Anyways, we'll be back with An Affair to Remember soon, as well as season 3, episode 1 of our
new season premiere. And it's going to be sexy sounding.
It's going to sound so sexy.
So, ooh la la. Anyway.
Enjoy.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Bye.
These nuts, beep beep boo boo. These nuts, beep beep boo boo. I like your nuts. Ooh. Are we doing that?
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the 2 AM Conversations, a not so long distance podcast. Today, in physical form, I have here with me my co-host
Adele Dazeem.
Hi, Adele. How are you doing today?
Step by to the rain. My name is Amiela.
Hi, Amiela.
Can we start over?
Yeah. We could just start the whole podcast over. Why not?
Can you erase it?
No.
Can you please?
Why?
Because.
We could just start.
Okay. What is up, everybody? Welcome to 2 a.m. Conversations, a long-distance podcast. Welcome to the not-so-long-distance episode where we are in person. My name is Amiela Arceliana.
And I'm J.R. Bantigan, and we've currently been spending the past 2 months together in person.
That is so epic, because for the last 4 years, we've mainly been long-distance, and I finally graduated, and I was able to get a job that was remote. And I could stay here and be with Jared while I worked.
Yep. It's been so much fun.
It has been so much fun. But unfortunately, today is my last day.
So we decided to record a podcast just to, immortalize? Yeah.
Yes. Cement and immortalize.
And solidify.
Our memories.
Make it erect.
Make it so erect and so fertile.
Yeah, make it splooge.
Make it cum and jizz.
And shit and piss.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Okay, there. So we're just going to be quickly talking about some of our most fun memories on this trip. Do you want to start?
So we could start off. For one of our dates, we went to a local Memphis attraction called Shelby Farms. And it's really nice, and we caught it at the perfect time when the sunset was super red and super orange and super pink, and it was just beautiful. We made a little heart-shaped pizza,
mm-hmm.
and I stole a pizza box from Sam's.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty fun. The conversation there was pretty quaint. What else?
What did we do after that? We watched Megan at a drive-in movie theater.
We watched M3GAN.
M3GAN, which is an absurd movie that I think everybody should watch because it's so absurd. We're going to try to learn the Megan dance.
Yeah, we gotta put some moves. I feel like it's so dated at this point. Like, it felt like we watched it so long ago.
Yeah, I feel like that was just like a quick fad. Yeah. Is that a word?
Yeah, like a meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a very fun experience. What else did we do? We grew a mushroom.
Yeah, we grew oyster mushrooms from a kit from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it on another pizza.
Yeah, we grew it for like 2 weeks. And then we like cut it up and put it, like cooked it up in butter.
Yeah.
And put it in a pizza. It wasn't the best, but it was still pretty delish.
Here, you want to sit on my lap?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We're going to adjust. prime podcasting position.
I'm sitting on Jared's lap. Delicious.
Is that a gun in your pants?
Yes. So we went to the zoo, and Jared's very excited to go see the red pandas and the pandas.
But guess what happened?
They died.
Literally 4 days before me and Amiela went to the zoo, the panda died.
Yeah, and then the other panda was so very depressed and sad because his friend had died. He was just in the corner, like, all, like, hunched up.
Yeah,
and, like,
curled up in a ball.
It was very, very sad. Yeah,
it was terrible.
Yeah.
But, like, I thought it was a really nice zoo.
Yeah, there were penguins and piranhas.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the ones we like the most.
Okay, you go first.
I like the little, they were these, I forgot what they're called, but they were these chonky birds. And they had, like, a little, like, limerick and rhyme that was dedicated to them.
Oh, the cockatoos.
The cockatoos. And they were so cute, and they were just perched there looking all fluffy and shit. And I sang their little song, and it had the word gay in it.
Yeah. These cockatoos are gay.
Mm-hmm.
They were, honestly, probably the cutest animals there. Other than you.
Other than you? Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal was the penguin, because they were pretty chill. They were just swimming, honestly. They weren't doing anything special. I wish I got to see the elephants and the giraffes, but we were there so late that...
No, I think it was also because it was cold.
Yeah, but, like, we were also there late, because they were bringing in all the animals already. Like, by the time we left, they were all inside already.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, penguins are a lot more, like... skinnier than I expected.
Yeah, they're not thick boys.
I thought they were gonna be like from Happy Feet, like the fluffy little guy.
Yeah, but they're like oiled up, slick back. Yeah, you know,
they had the clean girl look.
Yeah, clean girls.
oops.
Ooh.
What else did we do? What was something funny?
Oh God.
We went to his little ball thing for his school.
Yeah, we went to prom for my school for grad school. They have a prom.
School for grad school.
Yeah, they had a little prom, and so me and Amiela finally got to have our little high school prom moment.
Yeah, even though we went to a high school prom together, it was
but it wasn't like
under
together,
yeah,
together.
It was under a different circumstance.
Yeah. But now it's under the real circumstance.
The real My main goal is to blow up and act like I don't know nobody. Nah 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 nah.
Did you know that that guy had DM'd
Redacted?
Yeah, redacted.
Redacted mommy?
Yeah, redacted mom.
Mm-hmm.
That was mad insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should have hit him up.
What's... Riff Raff. Riff Raff DM'd one of our friends. One of our moms.
Yeah. One of our mother.
That's so strange.
DM'd mother.
Imagine Riff Raff.
I know. He's like,
that's how he texts.
That's so odd too, because like they're that is like not Haley's. I mean, Redacted's personality.
Yeah, riff rap.
Okay, what else?
What else?
Oh, we Jared and I spent our first ever Valentine's Day in person.
We did. We had steak. We had a cake.
We had salmon.
We had salmon. We had asparagus.
And we had helium balloons that we've been slowly slurping up.
We've been slurping them, boys. We have four more left.
I know. We have to do research on, like, what it does to your brain because we've been smoking them. Here. And our head's been hurting a lot.
Here, let me grab one really quick. You keep them busy.
So we also ate at the barbecue place, and we just chomped and chomped. And Jared and I have also been really addicted to Uno. We've been doing this thing called walking Uno, and Jared hates it. I'm sure he'll input his opinion on it later, but I love walking Uno. So walking Uno is basically just we go on a walk in his neighborhood, and we have the deck of Uno cards.
And then we play Uno. We play it while walking, but I have to hold all the cards.
But it's so fun because you're having fun while also getting in some exercise.
Hold on. Let me huff this shit real quick.
I don't know why Jared doesn't like it so much.
It's because I have to hold the deck of cards. It's so...
The deck of cards sometimes, too, so don't even, like...
But you put it in your pocket.
It's not my fault I'm smart.
It's not my fault that I'm dumb. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
And lately we've also been watching, what have we been watching?
White Lotus.
No!
Last of Us?
Yes, The Last of Us. That shit is crazy. Ooh, we finished playing It Takes Two.
That was good. I enjoyed that a lot.
We beat it yesterday.
Divorce Simulator?
Yes, and we, like, bought it, like, literally, like...
Five days ago.
We beat it in 5 days. Or 4 days, maybe even. But, hold on.
That game is really fun. And JR last night opened up Flushed Away. And the whole, like, gameplay looks exactly like Flushed Away.
Yeah, no, like, when we, Amiela was talking about how.
The little pipes and everything.
Yeah, like, you can, you can see that It Takes Two. It is being adapted into a film, but you can see that they could do it right, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That game was very fun, and I cried a lot in one scene.
Yeah, it's a big tearjerker. So if you have family problems,
yeah,
or a heart, you know,
you should go play it with a friend, a loved one, a partner, an enemy, a parent.
Yeah, they'll understand.
What was our favorite part? There was this crazy part where we were tiptoeing around the moles.
Oh, yeah, and one of you... Okay, so you had to tiptoe around the moles by, like, staying inside moss, like soft moss, instead of walking on crunchy fungi. But, like, the trick is that one of you is the moss, moving the moss, and the other one has to follow you around.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy because if they wake up, I start getting cuckoo crazy. Then they did wake up at the end, even though we, like, didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That was crazy because they were running after us. They looked so cute, but also very scary.
Yeah, they had 6 slow motion scenes.
But that was pretty cool. Epic, yeah.
Yeah, the whole game was very epic.
I also found out, I've been, like, kind of bragging about JR being, his valedictorian speech that was a little silly. But in that valedictorian speech, he makes a joke about being, looking like Whoopi Goldberg from Sister Act. But then, I was like, you remember, like, I referenced something from the movie, and he was like, I've actually never seen the movie. And I was like, holy cow, what the hell? And so, me and JR, yesterday... We watched Sister Act 1 and 2, and what is the verdict?
The thing is that Sister Act 1 is probably, like, you know, the most normalized, like, standalone one. But I thought Sister Act 2 was very fun. It was, like, 22 Jump Street compared to 21 Jump Street, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, which one do you like the most?
I liked Sister Act 2 more than Sister Act 1.
I agree. In the enjoyability part, but I think that the first movie is, like, more, like, well paced. The storyline is better, but definitely, like, the second one is a lot more fun because Lauryn Hill is there and Miss Barbara Howard from Abbott Elementary is there.
Ooh, Abbott Elementary news. Crazy developments going on in that show currently.
If you're not caught up, we won't be spoiling anything, but me and JR had our hands over our mouths and we were like, oh, holy shit.
Holy cow. Also, while Amiela was here, she touched TikTok fame.
Oh, yeah. I did touch TikTok fame. Like we said a while ago, we've been watching The Last of Us, and I, like, jokingly... Maybe not. All jokes are shrouded in truth. I told JR that he kind of looks like Pedro Pascal. And, like, that I was being for real. And he was like, you're kidding me right now. Like, who do we, like, that was, like, that's, like, calling someone.
Yeah.
Like, that's calling someone what?
What?
You were telling me something.
I don't even know.
But, like, he was, like, comparing, like, apples to oranges or something is basically what he meant. And I was like, oh, like, I see it. Like, they both have, like, crinkly little eyes when they smile and things. And Joe was like, you are delusional. And I was like, what if we made, like, a little TikTok where I just go hype up the shit and where I go, like, oh, my God, guys, my boyfriend looks exactly like Pedro Pascal. I didn't even know who he was until I watched The Last of Us. And I looked and I was like, holy cow. Oh, look at my boyfriend. Friend. And then I pan to JR and he's just like an Asian boy. that got a million views.
Yeah.
A million and 1.1 million views apparently now.
Yeah.
So just pretty insane. What 1.1 is like a million and 100,000?
100K, yeah.
That's crazy. But yeah, a lot of, like, the most of the consensus, like, 90% are people going, like, you're delusional. Like, where is he? Like, I don't even see the resemblance. And, like, 10% are people who get the joke and it's like, OMG, he does it look exactly like Pedro Pascal. Which is pretty funny. And now we are going to go into a new segment called
Uno Break.
Where we are going to play Uno and narrate every second of it.
Hello, 2AM Bot here. Welcome prospective advertisers. This is where potential mid-roll advertisements are to be placed. Please sponsor us. We're starving. I haven't eaten in 4 days. Thank you.
Bringing the microphone down to the floor.
We have to commentate the whole thing from down here.
Okay.
I think it should be hearable from this area.
I think so too.
Okay. So I'm opening the pack of cards.
It's in a Ziploc bag and he's opening it up because he doesn't like putting it in the box for some reason.
Because it's too much work.
Now JR is shuffling the deck. As you can hear. ASMR. Shuffling the deck, right. Making sure everything is all set. Now he's dealing. One for me, one for you, 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 one for you, one for me. And that's 7 cards, baby.
Yep, should be 7.
Okay. I'm opening up my cards, making sure.
And we're flipping it out. On the table is a yellow 8.
Yellow 8. You can go first, my love.
All right. So what I'm going to be playing here is a yellow 4.
I want to change it to green.
She played a wild card, changing it to green. I'm playing a green.
Oh, I'm sorry. 0. I want to change it to blue.
She wants to change it to blue. Well, looks like I'm just going to play a draw 4 card.
Aw, man.
And we're changing it to green.
Ugh, shucks.
She's drawing 4 cards.
Let me put 1 down.
All right, now I'm playing a card and I'm playing a green 0.
Okay. I'm putting down 2 green skips. And I'm putting down a blue skip. And I'm putting down a blue reverse. And I'm putting down a blue 1.
I'm putting down a green 1.
And I'm putting down a green 7.
I'm putting down a green 2.
Putting down a green 1.
I have no cards to play, so I'm going to draw my card.
Putting down the red 1.
I'm going to play a red reverse and a red 3 and say Uno.
I'm putting down 5 and say Uno.
I don't have any cards to play, so I'm going to draw.
And I win, baby.
With what?
With a red 9.
Aw, man. Uno out.
Boo! Na na boo boo. I win, you lose.
Ah!
Ooh, also, we've been very, we watched Billy Madison and Waterboy. And yeah. Adam Sandler is a man of his time.
Yeah.
It's the movies that show the time period that it's in, but it's also still very funny for
Mama said.
Madula en blancada. Like, that shit is so stupid, but also so funny. Like, that's
he's gonna be a soccer player.
And we have decided that our friend Andre would play a perfect Adam Sandler.
Yeah, every single Adam Sandler role, I think Andre could do it.
Yeah, he could pull it off. Yeah.
Yeah. Good Uno break.
We could talk
about the Fermunda incident.
Ooh, the Fermunda incident. You want to start it off?
Yeah. So, here's the dealio. A couple friends from grad school currently, they wanted to do a charcuterie board party. And so, they haven't had met Amyella yet. But to set the groundwork, everyone felt bad for Amyella because everyone thinks I'm a whore. And they didn't know how Amyella functions as a human being. Yeah. So what happened was that there's about 5 people plus me, and they added Amyella to the group chat for our charcuterie party.
Mm-hmm. And I decided, well, like, I was like, hi, everybody, I'm Amyella, you know, like, random salutations.
Yep.
And one of the friends, we'll call her Jay. Uh-huh. She was in charge of getting the cheese, and she was like, hi guys, I'm going to get the cheese today. Does anybody want like anything specific? And so I decided to be a menace. I actually consulted Jer first. I was like, I sent him a screenshot of what I was about to text, and he was like, please send it. And so I sent it, and that text was, I prefer Fermunda cheese.
Yeah.
Exclamation point. And, and then JR backed me up, and he was like, what did you say?
I think I was like, oh, yeah, no, that's like some Filipino cheese that Francis knows what that is. I'm going to blurb it. Redacted knows what that is. It's great. It's awesome.
And then the redacted guy was like, yeah, I've only had it once, though, but it was really good.
Yeah.
And then, Lolo.
Yeah.
Lola was like, backed us up, and he was like, oh yeah, I love Fermunda. Yeah. Or something like that.
Everyone was jumping on the Fermunda train.
Yeah.
Except for 3 people.
Yeah. And then Jay, who was in charge of the cheese, was like, oh, okay, like, where can I get this? Like, where can I get the Fermunda? And I was like, oh, I think they sell them at Aldi's. which, you know, Aldi's nuts.
Yeah.
And cheese Fermunda D's nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, they
got him,
and we thought that was a funny bit. And I was texting Lola and JR, and I was like, I feel really bad. Like, what if they actually get the cheese? I think I should tell them that it was a joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then these 2 people ill advised me not to say anything.
Yeah, because it's funny, haha.
But then the next day, tell them what happened.
So, I was at the lunchroom with everyone, and this is going to include someone we'll call B and someone we'll call J, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, J was planning on getting the Fermunda cheese from Aldi's, and everyone at the table had to be like, no, please, like, they don't have it anymore, we checked, it's not there anymore. And so Jay's like, okay, fine. And then she's going to find something else. So B comes along, and Jay and B, they both live near each other. So they do a lot of errands together. And B comes up, and she's just chilling, talking about this cheese, like the Fermunda cheese. And she was like, like, she was waiting there for Jay to get done with class. And we're like, oh, like, do you not know about the Fermunda? And B's like, what? And then we explain that it's cheese from under these nuts. And B gets so embarrassed when she learns that it was a bit. Because B actually is waiting like 3 hours for Jay to get done with class, so that they could drive 30 minutes to another town, to the Aldi, to get this Fermunda cheese. And they were like, oh, like, yeah, we're going to go to this Aldi, and then we're going to ask the employees if they have Fermunda cheese. And it would have been a mess. It would have been terrible.
But I guess the situation got diffused because they, did you break it to Jay as soon as...
I didn't break it to Jay. Jay, I don't know. B broke it to Jay because B couldn't lie to Jay.
Yeah. And when we finally got to the party, Jay was like, oh my lord. And I was like, I'm sorry, I was silenced.
Yeah. And they're like, nope. They're meant to be together. They're meant to be together.
Yeah, we're both whores.
We're both whores and menaces to society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty epic. At the prom, me and Jer, I don't know how to twerk, and he kept like getting up behind me, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
That's okay. I had a great time. It was a fantastic time.
But yeah, so Jer mainly twerked on me.
Yeah, it was easy. We gotta track down video.
Yeah.
Video footage.
And I have successfully stopped from doing the worm and hurting himself and everyone around him.
Busting my head open.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because last time he had done the worm to be funny, because that's the reasoning behind all of JR's actions is just to be funny.
Be silly, haha.
And he had accidentally busted his head open. And I was like, no more. No more worm.
No more worming. No more squirming.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Well, we watched Infinity Pool.
Yeah, we watched Infinity. We watched Puss in Boots.
We watched Puss in Boots, Infinity Pool, movie. And Quantumania.
Yeah, we watched four movies while we were here.
What was... Oh, yeah, and Megan.
Yeah, Megan.
Yeah, Infinity Pool was insanity, love.
It was really strange.
Jamesy! Where you think you're going, you little baby?
That's him coming.
And Quantumania was also about coming.
Yeah, it was coming all over.
All of him.
All of him was coming. All of Jonathan Major was coming.
Jonathan Major was epic.
Yeah. He was
I think he was the only good thing about the movie.
Yeah, that movie was a big old, like, suck yourself off, haha, funny fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about Megan. And then Puss in Boots, of course, was epic.
That was one of the most epic films I'd ever seen.
That was so wonderful.
Yeah, it was a beautifully animated movie.
Made me cry.
Yeah.
Made me laugh. Made me guffaw and then cry again.
Yeah, made me piss and shit.
Yeah, that's why they call it Puss in Boots.
Whoa.
Oh, Jared is going to be getting two cats.
I am getting two cats.
And he's planning on teaching them how to pee just like Puss in Boots.
Yeah, pee in the toilet, standing on their hind legs. It's going to be fantastic. One of them is named Espresso, and the other is named Callie.
But
I'm renaming Callie to Coochie.
Yeah, so it's going to be Coochie and Espresso.
Those are my favorite cat names.
Those are your two favorite things.
Yeah.
Coochie and Espresso.
I just named one of the cats Pussy.
You should.
Come on.
You should name one of them Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots?
Mm-hmm.
I'll name the orange. Well, no, it's not even orange. She's like tabby. I don't know. What do you call that color?
Like orange?
Like the brown.
Oh,
like the
brown. Just like brown, I guess.
I guess.
But... Yeah, it's going to be so funny. I didn't get to meet them just yet, but it's going to be funny seeing Jared navigate life with taking care of someone else.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. It's going to be a learning experience for me and financially.
Yeah, right now Jared and I just visited the best
barbecue
in Memphis that we both agree on, which is Memphis Barbecue.
Memphis Barbecue located... in DeSoto County, Mississippi.
And Flavortown.
Yeah, Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri had visited there and thought that was Flavortown.
Yeah.
So we both agree that it is Flavortown.
It's definitely Flavortown. You get three different types of sauces you can choose.
And that you get some free pork rinds.
They're fantastic.
House made.
Fresh.
So amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we're just gonna play Uno and spend the last few hours that we have left together.
Yeah, we just have about two more hours. But here we go. This will be our final Uno break.
We're gonna play another round?
Yep.
All right. Well, Jared has, while I was talking, dealt the cards. And the first card that was put down was a green one.
Green one. And since I won last time, Amyala, you go first.
I'm putting down a green reverse and then a green three.
Oh, wow. I'm going to put down a green one.
I'm picking up a card and putting down a red one.
Wow. I'm putting down a red 2.
I'm putting down a red 4.
I'm putting down a red 9.
And I'm picking a card up. And then putting a reverse down, a red reverse, picking another card up.
Well, I'm going to play a yellow reverse, and then I'll play a yellow 0.
I'm putting down a yellow 8.
I'm drawing a card because I have nothing to play.
I'm putting down a yellow 5.
I'm putting down a draw 4 card.
And I'm picking up 4.
And I choose the color green.
I think I picked up 4. Yeah. Okay. And I lose a turn because we're playing by my rules.
So I'm going to play 1 green 2 and say uno.
I'm going to put down a draw 4.
Oh, God. I have nothing to play against it. So I'm going to draw 4.
I'm putting down a red 9.
So the color's red?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have no red cards. I will draw.
Putting down a red 5.
Oh, God. I don't have anything. I'm drawing again.
I'm putting down a red 3.
I still don't have anything. I'm going to draw again.
I'm picking a card up and putting down a yellow 3.
Oh, God. I'm going to put down a yellow 1.
And I'm picking a card up.
I'm picking up a card as well. Yellow 2.
Picking up a card.
Picking up a card.
Picking up a card.
Drawing a
card. Oh, I'm putting down a red 2.
I'm going to put down a red 7.
I'm picking a card up.
I'm putting down a green 7.
I'm putting down a green 0.
I'm going to play green skip, green draw 2.
And I'm putting down a blue draw 2.
I'm going to put down a blue draw 2. Aw,
man. I'm picking up 6.
And then I'm playing a blue skip, and I'm drawing because I have nothing else.
Okay, I'm putting down a yellow skip, and a yellow skip, and a yellow 9.
I'm going to play a green 9.
I'm going to put down a green 5.
I'm putting down a green 7.
I'm putting down a yellow 7.
And then I'm going to say uno.
Oh, uno.
And then I'm going to say uno out because I'm a wild card.
So we're at a tie now. None of us win because I won the first round.
Yay. No, you didn't.
I did win the first round.
Did you really?
Yes.
We'd have to.
You have to play it back.
Oh, my God.
He's dying. Well, COVID. It's 3 a.m. now.
Yeah, it's almost 3 a.m.
And
in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And it's no longer 2 a.m. conversation. So long. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Mwah. Mwah. Pussy.